hugged Jack Jr. tightly against my breast, and he molded his soft, warm body to mine. His eyes remained closed as his tiny fingers curled around the fabric of my blouse, his rosy lips puckering as he geared up for more food.
"You sucked me dry, little fella,"
I whispered, leaning in to press my nose against the downy, soft, golden hair on the top of his head. I inhaled his scent, and my muscles unspooled.
"But I'll be back to feed you soon, I promise."
Why do babies smell so damn good? Before I got pregnant with Junior, my favorite smell was orange blossoms. As a teenager, I often got scolded by my mom for picking the flowers off the orange tree in our backyard in Portland. I'd rub the creamy petals between my fingers, bruise them with my fingernails, then sniff my hand for hours until the scent wore off. When I was pregnant with Junior, my favorite scent became the rich aroma of the forbidden coffee I could no longer drink. After Junior was born and my decaf days came to a glorious end, I realized how wrong I'd been. There was absolutely no scent as sweet and soul-quieting as the smell of the top of a baby's head. Bonus points if the baby was lying peacefully on your chest, sound asleep.
"Are you ever going to put him down?"
I flicked my head sideways, startled by Jack's clear baritone voice. He stood in the doorway of Junior's nursery, the silhouette of his 6'3" athletic body framed by the warm light in the hallway. His head was tilted to the side. He'd probably been standing there admiring us for a while. After 6 years together, I knew Jack's body language and facial expressions better than I knew my own face. I stood from the rocking chair and stole one more sniff of Junior's head before I placed him gently on his back in the center of the crib. I adjusted the left sleeve of his pajamas, pulling it down to make sure it covered his entire chubby arm. I didn't want to imagine him waking up cold and alone in here. Jack appeared at my side as I switched on the video baby monitor.
"He's going to be fine,"
he murmured, reaching down to stroke the soft patch of hair on Junior's head.
"In fact, he'll probably enjoy some time alone. After all, he is just like his daddy. Sometimes we need a break from the constant attention from the ladies."
I rolled my eyes and headed for the door. "Making jokes only makes leaving him slightly less scary, you know," I said as we stepped into the hallway of our 5-bedroom dream home in Hood River, Oregon. I couldn't wait to fill up every one of these bedrooms with brothers and sisters for Jack Jr. Jack chuckled as he followed closely behind me.
"Less scary is an improvement,"
he replied, grabbing my hand to stop me in the middle of the corridor.
"You promised Junior you'd be back soon. Can you also make me a promise?"
The hallway lights made his dark hair look glaringly shiny, but I couldn't help but notice how weary his blue eyes looked tonight. Since Junior arrived 3 months ago, I'd been so focused on my baby boy's vulnerability, his scent, his beauty, I hadn't slowed down enough to appreciate how those were the same qualities that made me fall in love with Jack. Suddenly, my worries about leaving Junior with my mother for the evening evaporated. All I wanted to do was kiss Jack, grab hold of that dark hair, and make love to him for hours. I wanted to replace the weariness in his eyes with dark hunger, or maybe a glint of mischief. I squeezed his hand and smiled at the thought of possibly having sex with him in public tonight. We hadn't done that in a while.
"What kind of promise?"
I asked. He shook his head.
"Nope, you're not allowed to ask. Just promise me you'll say yes."
My stomach vaulted at the sound of those words. They were the same words Jack spoke when he asked me to marry him. I wondered what he would ask this time. The phrase, "just promise me you'll say yes," had become like an inside joke, our own private unspoken promise to each other that we would always do whatever it took to stay together. The last time he had uttered this phrase, he asked me to stop taking my birth control pills. With Junior here, it was easy to trust that whatever Jack asked me for this time would turn out to be exactly what I needed.